Blog Talk Radio.
I look too good to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening?
I am playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from the heart.
So if you're trying to lay in the
I'ma leave the
All right. Good morning. This is your girl, Jane Cherie, and you guys are live once again in the studio with your girl. I don't know how everybody's morning going, but my eyes are going just great. Popped up earlier than what I wanted. You know when you guys set the alarm and you're like, okay, I'm good. The alarm will wake me up. Somehow, every day you get woken up way before the alarm goes off, and now you can't go back to sleep. You just... Okay, that's been me for like the past week or so. I set my alarm for about 7 o'clock, and I'm always popping up at like 5:30, 5:45. So I've been up. It's going to be a long day, but it's going to be a great day. So happy Thursday, everybody. So let's jump into this real quick. We got about 45 minutes in the studio today, so we're going to bring a great topic I think you guys would be interested in. Let's recap yesterday real quick, though. We talked about when you outgrow sex, you step into that intimacy level, and that how intimacy outtrumps sex, and sex is a bonus. Yes, indeed. So I got some really good feedback on my Instagram and the show. I love the coach, you guys, so definitely keep them coming. Email me at any time and connect with me. I just love the feedback. I can't have a conversation without you guys, so you guys are definitely part of it. So today's conversation is going to be about romancing your man. This one is a good one because we talk about romance all the time, right? We talk about men and how they should be romantic with their women, or they're lacking romance, and like men have to go above and beyond to woo the woman. But we barely talk about the woman being romantic with the man and showing the man romantic gestures. So I'm not saying that no women do. I'm pretty sure there is a lot of women out there that's doing it, but we need more. I get people that sit in my chair all the time, especially men, and they are telling me how, you know, they have to go over and beyond for their wives, but the wives don't seem to want to do anything for them. The romance is one-sided, and there are men out here, ladies, that are wanting and seeking romance from their partners. So we're going to give, I'm going to read an article, well, not really read an article, but I do an article, and it's from Elite. And it was just saying, like, some of the things that they did a survey on some men, and these are the things that men told that said that how they want to be romance, and some of the things that they like. So we're going to give examples of that, and then we're going to go into some other ways. We're going to give some other ways to how you can romance your man. And do some sexy things for them, little gestures, just to let your significant other know that, you know, that you are thinking about them and you are appreciative to the things that they do for you, and that you love them, right? All right, so let's jump right into this. We're going to start with Elite Daily is the article, that Elite Daily. If you want to know anything else, you guys can go to their website, Elite Daily. If you guys want to read up on some other things. Right? All right, so let's jump into it. First thing we talk about that, you know, we talk about men always taking women out. And he has to take us out on dates, and they have to pay for dates. They have to open doors, pull out chairs, you know, the whole being on a man and doing all that, right? So our men are asking for us to take them out. And from according to Elite Daily, he wants you to take him out and spoil him for no reason at all. Some may agree, some may not agree with this. However, I'm just bringing some of the things that the eyes are saying, right? So he wants to take us out and spoil him for no reason at all. I think that's a good thing. I think it doesn't always be one-sided. I think it's okay to tell your husband or your boyfriend or your significant other to be good and be ready to go, because I'm going to take you out. You know, find that favorite restaurant that he likes, and romance him in a sense. He can still open doors. He can still pull out a chair for you, but take him out. And men are asking, according to Elite Daily, men are saying, take me out for no reason, not just on my birthday, right? Because on the birthday, men expect to be taken out or have something done for him or do something for that occasion, right? But what about all the other occasions? And I think that's a fair request. I say that it should be shared both ways, taking your partner out. And it's okay to pay for a meal, ladies. It's not going to hurt you to show your partner that you can take him out and you can romance him and show him a little something. They say they want to be taken on a fucking date. Ew. That fuck word, right? And have it clearly communicated beforehand that I'm being spoiled and won't be paying for shit. Mm. I don't know who said, but tell us how you feel without telling us how you feel, right? But I think that's a fair statement. I think that's fair to say, you know, that sometimes men can be taken out and be spoiled and not have to pay for everything every single time. So let's move on. Oh, okay. So this is the other part of what he's saying for taking out, and don't want it to be for any special event like his birthday, and that cheapens it because you're supposed to pamper your man on his birthday. Besides, that's just bringing home a beer like unexpectedly would make me feel loved. So not need to go crazy. Just show that you're thinking of him during your day through actions, not text. Or whatever, that shit can be smothering. Okay, so that's one man's thought about how taking him out and doing other than just birthday and making it just an everyday, not an everyday, but the original occasion to spoil him. Another way, according to Elite Daily, men are saying that such is the passage to his heart. For a surprisingly large number of men, touch is their love language. Cuddle, hug, fondle, kiss, nuzzle, whatever it is. Grab the big man, paws, put them on your body. Touch is a word in action. So men are asking us to touch them a little bit more than they touch, right? Walking past them and boop, or a good one is to come up behind them and just gently rub in down the back of their head and their neck, right? Fight them a little bit, right? They say that's their love language, cuddling and hugging and fondling. Now, some women will be like, men don't like to cuddle. Men don't like all that stuff, and that's more woman thing. But you'd be surprised how many men do enjoy just coming up you and fondling you. Ooh, that was not and just the slight kisses, and it doesn't have to be a full on, like you're in the back of the car in high school, and you guys are just in each other. But just to sit and to have a seat on the couch and have some music playing and just, you know, like lay on his chest and rub his beard. Oh, lady, that's good. Rub his beard. I find that men love their beard rubbed if they have a beard. They like your fingers through their beard. Not all, but some. When men sit in my chair and they have to get a beard shave, and what I like to do is after we do all that, we do the hot towel, and I massage their beard with some massage oil. The feedback is horrible, and I get told all the time, I wish my wife or my girl would do that at home and just massage your beard. It relaxes them in a sense that they feel at ease. So if you haven't done it, if you're mad at beard, go ahead and put your fingers through it and kind of massage it, and don't do it rough, don't do it fast. It's like a slow, simple type rub, right? And relax your dude. So that's what they say. The third thing, according to Elite Healing and the men that they talk to, he just wants to feel wanted. And I hear that a lot. I mean, some men that they just want to feel wanted. They feel like they are going on above and beyond to make sure they're taking care of the household, the children, if financially, and things of that nature. Sometimes they are like, damn, like, what about me? Can I get a massage? Can I get a foot rub? And we cook for our men, right? But have ever, instead of cooking a meal with the children, right, have you ever fed the children, put the children to bed, or got a babysitter, or what have you, to have the house to you yourself and cook the romantic dinner for your guy? Like, if you know he works long hours and long days, and have you ever just had, you knew he was coming home a certain time, have his shower ready, or have a tub full of water? Like, there are some men that do like that. It's like definitely an unwind thing for them, right? And cook his favorite meal, and, you know, put on some great jazz or R&B music, and just have a romantic dinner with you and your partner. And then you can lay something out in the living room or in the bedroom, put some rose petals down, and have wine, however you want to do it, and just be one with your partner. I think that will go a very long way to show your man that he's appreciated and he's wanted. He's not just there for financial thing, and he's not just there to pay the bills and to get your hair done and get your nails done and keep you right. It's the little things. It don't have to be like a lot of money put into it. You can do this definitely on a budget and in the house, just as a way to show your husband, your boyfriend, your significant other that he is wanted. And by kissing him, and if there's that cuddling word again, like, I really need to know if you really like that cuddling thing. So according to Elite Daily, they do. So that's another way. He wants to be treated after a long day. So we just talked about that right now. Being treated after a good couple of hard days, and he's being stressed, and he wants to be relaxed when he's at home. You can put on his favorite clothes, get him something to eat, get him some coffee, get a drink, a beer, whiskey, whatever his drink of choice is. And just, they use the word spoon. Just let him spoon for a little bit. There's a lot of times our men be coming home from long days and long hours, and the first thing that you want to do when he walk in the door is talk, or you want to complain, or you want to do this, and you don't give him a chance to come inside and unwind. Once again, I'm not saying all ladies, just the ones that are doing this. Let that man a chance to come in that door, and at least get his shoes off, and sit them down. Let them unwind for a little bit before you go in and start asking him to do this or do that or complain or argue or whatever. Give them a chance to come in. Give them a chance to sit down, take a breather. Let them have that drink if that's what unwinds him. And ask him about his day. It's not all about us all the time. We always want our significant others to ask us, well, he didn't ask me about his day. He didn't even do this. He didn't do that. But the things that we're requiring from a man, we also give the man. That's a whole nother top right there. We require our men to do so much for us. Sometimes we don't give that back to them. Our men be out here doing it. There are some really good men out here, and they are out here doing it, making sure everything can get care of. So it's time for us to give it back to the ladies. So he wants to be treated after a long day. So treat your man after a long day. Mm-hmm. Another thing that they say is when women put on their phone and give our men our full attention. I think that's fair too. I mean, when you're talking to your guy and he's playing video games or something, and you know what I'm saying, if he's distracted with whatever he's doing, you want him to be off on you. And a lot of times we be in the midst of conversation, but he ain't listen to me. He ain't hear a word I said. Tell me what I said. You listen, tell me what I said. Paint me a picture, if y'all know what movie that is from. Paint me a picture and tell me what I just said. But how many times do we fully listen to our partner and be 100% focused on them with no distractions? If that means, you know, once again, putting the kids, if you guys have kids, put the kids away. Put them to sleep or, you know, doing something where you can spend your time just focusing on him and asking him how his day's been, how he's feeling. And I know you're saying, like, that's easier said than done. Men really don't open up about their feelings, but they do. If men are in a safe space, just like a woman, they will open up. They will tell you their fears or their desires. They just have to feel like they're in a safe space to do that. And now society is always, I told men that it's not manly to show quote-unquote weakness or feelings, or that's a woman's thing, you know. But that I don't necessarily believe that's true. I think men need a safe space to tell their partners their feelings. And that doesn't make them less of a man because they want to share their wants, their desires, and how they're feeling about a situation, you or whatever. They just need that safe space to do that. We're not talking about men crying all the time, but we are giving you guys a safe space so that you guys can. I mean, like, in my mind, that makes sense, because if you really want to know your partner, learn your partner, and share intimacy with your partner, then you have to allow him to be able to open up to you without you judging him for it, right? There's a lot of times men want to open up, but then you're like, you know, they get judged. They get that crazy look on the woman's face when the man is trying to say something. All that does is shut that man down. And then they're not going to open up to you about it because of the reaction that you're giving. So keep in mind, when your husband or your significant other is trying to share those feelings, that point is just to listen. And not listen to respond, but listen to understand. That's the only way for, in my opinion, that's the only way for you to really get to know your partner. And definitely this, you guys, this is not just it doesn't go both ways about listening to your partner and giving your partner that safe space for them to open up and to talk and feel vulnerable with you. So that it can go both ways, but for really, we complain about our men not opening up and not wanting to talk and not doing those type of things with us. But if you're not creating a safe space for them, and if you are judging them, and every time they try to open up, you jump up on, wow, then they're going to shut down and it's over. And then you no longer have that moment of intimacy with them because of that. So we got to watch that, ladies. We got to do better with just being quiet and just listening to our men and our significant others so that they can tell us and share with us, because you don't want them to share with anybody else. Just like our men don't want us to share our feelings and thoughts, because, you know, we are emotional. So when women attach themselves emotionally to another man, that is a big deal, right? But we don't want our men to go out and have to have those conversations with someone else that is willing to just be quiet, listen, and not pass judgment, right? So we got to do better with that. So, ladies, put your phone down. Tell your girlfriends you can't talk. Between this time and this time, I'm going to need you not to text me, call me, reach out to me. Don't DM me, because I'm available. Because between this time and this time, I'm to go to my husband or my significant other, because we need that time, because that's part of our intimacy time, for us to talk and be vulnerable. The men are asking for a soulful connection. It says that a soulful connection warms his heart. Not about anything in particular, like having conversations about anything in particular, often without direction. It's that soulful connection. I live for that. So that's men are asking to have more, bring more than just a pretty face, a good body, or somebody that can cook. They're asking conversation. And I think that is so fair, because a lot of times we say men only come for sex, men want this and men want that. But what are we offering besides a pretty face or a nice body, or the fact that we can cook, or the fact that we got that good, right? What are we offering in conversation and communication? And definitely, like I said before, this goes both ways. But I feel like in order for you to, if you're really into this person and really want that longevity, in the relationship, talking and communicating is definitely the key, right? We all know that for any type of relationship. And according to Elite Daily, men are not asking you for the conversation to be like have a set topic that you want to talk about. Just conversation. It doesn't mean it has to lead anywhere. And to open up and communicating with our partner, right? And like I said, to go back to have that safe space to openly communicate and share things with our partners, and from our fear, our desires, and yada, yada, yada. So that's a really good one. Here's another one, according to Elite Daily. You can have a sensuous experience without having sex. Oh, here we go again. I talked about this yesterday. When you outgrow sex and you enter into that intimacy level, like reading together or being read, I'm not sure, but the second part being read too, but it shows that it could go a long way and to share something other than just having sex, right? Sex is just in a moment. But intimacy lasts a lifetime, right? And there's so many things that you can do in a romantic gesture that's outside of sex, if that makes sense. So it might lead up to sex. That might be the last thing you do before y'all close your eyes and go to bed. But what are we doing for that build up to lead it to that? Those are that other thing that Elite Daily says that men are asking for, doing things outside of sex so that you guys can connect on a deeper level. Here's another one, you guys. A compliment goes a long way. I know we talked about that men are supposed to compliment their women. She got new, you better notice it. She changed her hair, you better notice it. She does anything, you better notice it, and you better compliment. How often do we give those compliments to our men? It could be the simple thing, like, ooh, baby, that cologne you got on. Like, I'm a for men's cologne, so if you got a good cologne on and you fine, boy, that is a bonus for me. So I'm a sucker for that. I'll definitely compliment that all day, every day. If you know your man goes to the gym, like, acknowledge that. Like, ooh, baby, those abs looking good today. Look at them strong arms. Like, men love that. And it doesn't have to be, like, a lavish compliment. It could be from the smallest things. Just recognize something that your partner is done or is doing and compliment him on that. If you like the way his haircut looks, compliment it. If you like the way that, you notice that he did the dishes, compliment that, right? Like, it's the little things. And men, and they say this all the time, men are simple. The majority of the men are simple. They don't ask for much, but to be heard and be appreciated, right? So if you're not complimenting your man, I'm going to need you to get on it. Compliment. And from the littlest things that you see him doing, compliment him. If you like his shirt, compliment him, right? But be sincere with the compliment. Don't just compliment just to get something out of it, right? So if you're going to do that, then I'd rather you not compliment at all, not sincere with the compliment, right? That's just like if you had this dress on and he was like, yeah, I like it, but he really don't like it and it's ugly to him, but you find out then he's just saying it. Yeah, it'll piss you off, right? Because in your mind, you're going to be like, why did he lie about good and dress, yada, yada, yada. So just give that back to the man. You're going to compliment it. Be sincere with the compliment. And not just do it just so you can get something out of it. Last but not least, according to Elite, according to Elite Daily, just wants to be called your king. And that's a big one, I think, for me, because if you are married and dating someone and you see them as your king, that is a wonderful thing. To be treated as a king and be called a king, you have to do just like a king, right? So, but I think it goes beyond that. And I think that with what they're trying to say, and if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, but what I think they're trying to say in this particular session is that all, right? He doesn't want you to have to go to another man and ask something because he's your king. He wants to be able to do it. Like a lot of times, and I'm not saying all, not everybody, but a lot of times there are women that step into the man's role. And ladies, you guys can get mad. You guys can turn your lips up, however. But if it doesn't pertain to you, then it shouldn't affect you, right? But there are some women that step in main roles. And I used to be one of them. I remember went to the store, and I'm so used to doing things by myself, so I don't go on back and forth to the car. So if I can take everything outside the car and take it inside the house and once I'm going to do that, right? So I was with a gentleman, and we had went to the store, and in my mind, just take all the bags. I didn't even think about the fact that he was in my presence. So I grabbed all the bags, and we're heading inside. This happened years and years ago, but I remember this, and he said to me, this independent shit is being taken too far. And that always stuck with me, and because in that moment, like, I forgot that I had a hole next to me that was more than willing to help me with bags, but in my mind, I didn't even see that. I just picked the bag up and kept the truck. But since then, I am more like, if a man is in my presence, like, I'm going to fall back a little bit, right? Like, we can help men, but let our men lead, if I'm making sense. Let them lead. If I would have just took a chance and took a second and sat back and let that man be the man in that moment. So be cautious of that, stepping into the man role, and let him be your king. Let him be your lead. You're saying, well, you don't lead right. Well, if you're dealing with a man that cannot lead correctly, then you shouldn't be with that man, right? But if you can, step aside and let him do his part and let him be that king for you. And make it as such. Make him feel like, you know, not only is he wanted, but he's needed. A lot of times men feel like they're not needed. And women can do, we can do it on ourselves. We can do it by ourselves. What a man can do, I can do too. Ladies, like I said, some ladies might get pissed off about this, but at the end of the day, I don't care. Some things should be left for the men to do. And that's a man be a man. And let a man be the lead. If he's leading in the right direction, and if he has shown himself to lead the household and be the head of the household, that doesn't mean that he is in total control. He makes all the decisions. He doesn't check in with you about stuff. I'm not saying that at all. But we are saying let the man take the lead. And it's okay for you to be submissive to your husband or to your partner. And I know a lot of people go crazy with that word submissive. And it's not saying that you are above, you don't have a voice in the household. We're just saying if you want a man to be the king, let him. Allow him to do that. Allow him to make decisions, big decisions in the household. And when he makes a decision, back him up on it. It doesn't mean that he does it on his own. He can have a conversation with you about the decision that is going to be made, but back him. If the kids are not listening to him, and because I had a gentleman sit in my chair, and he was like, you know, he works all the time, yada, yada, yada. The wife is done with his, but when it's time to discipline, like, she backs him on the discipline of the children, which causes conflict between the two of them. So you can have it both ways in a sense. You want him to go out and work and take care of the home, but you don't want him to have a voice in the home. So I'm just like, you know, that's always going to be a problem if he comes home and discipline the children if they need to be disciplined, right? And if you're all combating him on everything that's going on in the household, then he's going to revert in that. And then the other doesn't pay attention to the house. He's not involved in the house. If you don't let him be the man of the house and let him make decisions of the house, then you can't complain when he shuts down and doesn't want to be involved in the house. Those are some ways. He just wants to be called your king. He wants to be appreciated. And if you have a good man, and sometimes, ladies, we have a good man in front of us and we do not recognize it. We be messing it up. And I know what you're saying, ladies. Well, sometimes they got a good woman and they don't recognize it. Okay, we'll get that on a different day, but right now we're going to focus on recognizing you have a great man that is the king and that can be one and that can lead. All these things are very, very important. So there's another one. We're going to move on from that. There was another one, should I even talk about it? Because I don't even know how many people would do it. There are some people that would do it, but some people might. Okay, let's talk about it real quick then. Let's just throw it out there. Record Elite Daily. Men are asking their significant others to pluck the hair off his back. Now, I do know somebody that had that and asked me to do that. And in my mind, I was like, what? Because it's just, you know. But of course, Elite Daily, our men out there that is asking for this, if you cool with it, do it. Like, it's between you and your husband, you and a boyfriend, significant other. Go ahead and rock that out. But that is another thing that men are asking for. Like, men, if that's true, connect me and let me know. What does that do for you? Does that, like, calm you? Like, I don't know. But 319-527-6776, you guys can call in. I got a 10 minutes left on there. Fellas, if this is a thing for you, according to Elite Daily, it is. Holler at me and let me know. Email me, hostjenasheree @gmail.com, or connect with me on the website, gsltalk.com, or hit me on my DM at gsl_radio. Okay, let's real quick. We have 2 minutes left. We're going to have some, we'll give you a few ways to romance your husbands or your boyfriends, your significant others. One of them is hide a love note in his wallet, or somewhere where you know he would get it, on his chair or in his truck car, somewhere where he can read it, right? A sweet text message for no reason at all, like that random thing. I think that goes a long way. I think it could be really cute and playful. I was just telling somebody that as well. Like, because you guys have been together for a while doesn't mean you guys can't flirt. Send sexy text messages. If this is your husband, yeah, I don't mind. Send a pic. What are you scared of? And don't tell him that you're doing it. So when he opens it up, he almost drops his phone. Yeah, get back to that. Send a sexy text message for no good reason at all. Just invite him on a date for a change. We just talked about that. Take him on a date and pay for the entire thing. Your money is his money. His money is your money, right? I know people don't believe that. I know there's a lot of people that say his money is my money and my money is my money. But take him on a date. He's not going to hurt your pocket for spending money on your husband or your significant other. Let him talk without interrupting. We already talked about that, right? Sometimes we just need to be quiet and listen. Cook his favorite dinner. That's something we mentioned too. If you know his favorite meal, cook one. If he's ordered in, I don't know. Make sure his favorite clothes clean and ready to wear. I guess do the laundry then. Here's some more. Let's put some more out there. Look him in the eye. Give him a sincere compliment. See, I already mentioned that, giving him a sincere compliment, not just complimenting him just to get something out of it, right? Surprise him with his favorite meal or favorite dessert. We already went over that. If you know your man's favorite dessert, make it. If you can't make it, we already said write him a love letter. That goes back to leaving him a simple note, right? And we already said send him a flirty text, so we already nailed that one. Is any more? Oh, pay attention to the little things. And I already mentioned that too. Pay attention to the little things that you're doing. A public affection. That's a big one. I know women like that one too. But there are men out there that is well. Holding his hand and let the world know, hey, that's my king right here. I got him. Ow. So do that as well. Surprises him. Expect the unexpected. Spend the entire day in bed. Assign him love homework. And is there a little sexy way to strengthen your bond outside of the bedroom? I remember we talked about that. Sex is a bonus, but that intimacy is what you really need. Be his secret admirer. And I think that would be and keep it interesting, right? Serve yourself for dessert. If you got that lingerie that's been sitting on the door for quite some time and you haven't figured out why you have not put it on, I'm going to need to go ahead and pull them tags off, honey. Do your hair, fix your makeup, do whatever you need to do. And you go ahead and serve yourself up to your husband or your boyfriend and be his dessert, right? That's a big one for me, honey. You can be as sexy as you want to be. Throw on some lingerie. And if it's not lingerie, baby, go ahead and put on that cute thong you have, every woman has a thong, and go ahead, give them a lap dance and do something out of the ordinary, right? Because I know that sometimes we get comfortable in our relationships and we have so many things going on, from the children, from both of you guys working, your career, whatever. But let's be creative in our relationships, right? And let's do things that we haven't done or haven't thought about doing before. Keep that look going, in a sense, and keeping your man satisfied, because it's not all about us all the time, right? So those are a few things that we can do, ladies. There's some things that we mentioned that we need to stop doing, like interrupting our men when they're trying to talk. Be quiet. Shut up. Let them talk. Let them get it out. And don't be judgmental when they are trying to tell us something. So I think Elite Daily is on to something. If you guys know how you guys are feeling, like I said, connect with me on Instagram. Connect with me DS_radio. Email. I do answer emails back in the day, if you guys, and we can bring it on the show. If you guys want to be part of the show, if you heard any conversation or any show that I've done, and you guys want to add to it or what have you, definitely hit me on my email, hostgina.sheree@gmail.com, and we can definitely make that happen. If you guys want to keep up with the show, definitely go to my website, DSLTalk. .com. That's where all the latest episodes will be. You guys can connect with me there. You can message me there. You can email me from there. All that stay in conversation. All you guys, if you guys want to just check that out and support my show, definitely, you guys can definitely do that. Connect me on anchor.fm/Gina74/support. You guys can definitely subscribe to any of my shows. You guys can bless me with a donation on the show. That would greatly be appreciated. 99 cents goes a long way, right? We don't have to break the 99 cents. That's all you gotta do. 99 cents. So hopefully you guys can do that. I think we're on something here. I like the way this goes. Talking about romance, talking about intimacy, and just being with your partner, your husband, or your significant others. So today is the hump day. Today's the day. So everybody enjoy the day. You guys know where I'll be tomorrow at the same time, same place, blogtalkradio.com/June3, and we're going to go live at 8 o'clock Monday through Friday. Doing really well. I am. It's Thursday, and I have missed a beat. 8 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday. If you guys catch the live show, I always drop the show into my podcast feed, so you guys can definitely head over that way and listen to it. If need be, anchor.fm/Gina764, and my other show, because yeah, I got two of them, is /Gina Sheree. And I don't even ask where you can hear the show. You can go to those that I just mentioned, blogtalkradio.com/Gina Sheree. You guys can also hit me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I'm now on Amazon, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Those are all the few ones that you guys can listen to me on. Other than that, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, romance is very, very, very important. Until next time. This is your Gina Sheree. I will see you guys tomorrow, same time, same place. And remember, love somebody, hug somebody, and encourage somebody.